This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven.
From an undisclosed bunker, broadcasting from the hottest city on the planet, it's the Steve Sanchez Show. Caution, you're about to enter the show that brings you real, raw, relevant truth. Brace yourselves, because here he is now, Constitution in one hand, and Bible in the other, and proudly unapologetic. Our host, Steve Sanchez.
Thank you, Greg Gerringer. Welcome to our Sunday night edition, Steve Sanchez. You're tuning into the Steve Sanchez Show live. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you can weigh in on the conversation. 1-877-497-8383. Of course, if you want to drop your tweets and your Facebook comments, you can do so by going to the SteveSanchezShow.com website. And you've got Facebook and Twitter right there. So tweet away. I wanted to jump right into this because I'm going to be straight with you. It's everything I said it would be. I've been saying this now for weeks and weeks. And I told you that when Michael Brown was killed, and we had, well, I should actually, let me reverse that. When Michael Brown was killed because he was a barbarian that went after that cop, let's just be intellectually honest, and Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson showed up, and President Obama and Eric Holder started their Black Lives and No One Else Matters mantra, I told you that we were going to see a race war. I told you that we were going to see something like we've never seen ever in the history of this country. It was going to be nothing like the Civil Rights Movement, because Martin Luther King Jr. was marching for peace. He was marching for equality. And today, we have equality. We have peace, except for the barbarians that want to cause chaos. And that's what we're having. We are straight up into this race war. That's what's happening. Now, you may not want to believe that. You may not even want to talk about that because that scares you. That scares you on your Labor Day weekend because, you know, you're just talking. You're just actually marinating the barbecue ribs right now to throw them on the grill tomorrow. So you don't really want to talk about the issues that really are affecting us, because the bottom line is, if you're Caucasian, you better watch out, because the Black Lives Matter campaign and the new Black Panther Party said just kill the whites. I mean, if you're going to tell me this isn't happening, look at Las Vegas. Look at my adopted home city of Las Vegas. Another cop shot ambush style. That makes three cops now that have been shot in Las Vegas, not to mention the one that was just killed in Texas, not to mention the threats that the new Black Panther Party and the Black Lives Matter group are actually making. They're saying, let's fry these pigs like bacon. They're saying, if you're white, be careful. Watch your back. They're saying that they're going to be creeping up on cops. Now, this is serious business. This isn't some game. This isn't just pretend anymore. We're seeing this happen. We just saw in Massachusetts a cop shot at. This is happening because we have what I believe is a racist president in the White House. That's what I believe. And I know many of you believe the same thing. We have a racist, anti-God president in the White House. They're more concerned about their celebrity. They're more concerned about their radical agenda than they are for the American people. I mean, that's just the reality. Like Michelle Obama tweeting to Beyonce, happy birthday. And oh, by the way, you just represent such a wonderful role model for young women all across the world. Really? Are you talking about Beyonce that is half naked in her videos, who literally is a Luciferian married to Jay-Z? They're filth. They speak filth. They look like filth. They talk like filth. They act like filth. Am I getting the point across? We've got an anti-God president that doesn't care. He is missing in action. All the while, we've got this hate group. What else do you want to call it? It's a hate group. We've got this hate group targeting cops. More cops than ever before. Now, what are cops supposed to do? Do cops deserve this? Now, before someone starts saying, well, cops deserve this, cops deserve this. Really? Because I have to read you a tweet, and I want you to find her on Twitter. You got my permission. I've got 200,000 Twitter followers, so you can tag me on it. You've got my permission. I want you to go find her on Twitter, and I want you to force her to have to shut her Twitter down because she's an idiot. Because she just came out. Her name is Jaxie West, J-A-X-I West. She is a life coach, and you can find her on Twitter by going to @JaxieWest. And she said to Fox News, at Fox News, a black male kills a white cop. Not to be mean, but this is what justice looks like. Usually, a white cop kills an hashtag unarmed black male. Now, you know, and I know, this isn't true. We know the statistics, even though everybody doesn't want to talk about statistics. You know, race baiters want to make up their own statistics. They don't want to talk about black-on-black crimes is more severe. They don't want to talk about what happens in Baltimore every weekend. They don't want to talk about what's happening in Chicago every weekend. No, of course not. We want to target Whitey. We want to kill Whitey. We want to kill white cops because they are the cause of our problems. They're the cause of our oppression. Your oppression, are you out of your flipping minds? Someone finally has to have the guts to say what I'm saying, because I'm seeing all these commentators like to pansy it around. Oh, we talk about this, we talk about it. Let's just call Jaxie West what she is, an idiot. You're going to try to tell me that killing a cop, a black male killing a cop, a white cop, is basically justice? That's justice? How have we gotten to this point in society? Let me tell you, friends, because many people elected and then reelected an anti-God, racist human being that sits in the Oval Office. That's how. You didn't think that was going to happen? Oh, let's not pretend. It's not like having Ben Carson, who embraces his ethnicity, who embraces what the country has been able to do because of the civil rights movement. See, he embraced what happened during the civil rights movement when Martin Luther King marched on the streets, when people were getting beaten, where Rosa Parks finally got fed up and sat at the front of the bus, not at the back of the bus. She finally got fed up. People finally got fed up. People were getting beaten up. People were getting washed down with major fire hoses in the 60s to get equality, where coloreds, because that's what they were deeming them. Coloreds had a colored white faucet to drink out of, a colored restroom, a colored place to sit. That was the mentality back in the 60s. So Martin Luther King and his group were walking and marching and protesting all in the name of God to give equality to every human being, which is what we're supposed to do. And guess what? Equality came. So today, we've got rabble rousers that have no education, that are nothing but a bunch of welfare taking people. I'm sorry, I'm going to tell you the way it is. I'm just giving it to you the way it is because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And I'll tell you something. Try to attack me physically, and if my security doesn't get you first, I'll get you. Because I live in Arizona, and guess what, baby? We can open carry here. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of any agenda. I'm not afraid. Because I'm fed up, and people need to start getting fed up of what's going on, because right now they're falling into the very game that this New World Order agenda is doing to society. This race war that doesn't deserve to be there. People are people are people. And if you're an idiot, you're an idiot. I don't care if you're black, white, brown, purple, or green. If you're an idiot, you're an idiot. And I got news for you. Everybody in that Black Lives Matter are a bunch of racist idiots looking to actually start a movement that really shouldn't be there, because they don't want to admit that Michael Brown deserved what he got because he attacked a police officer. That's what happened. Is that clear enough? Did I make myself crystal clear like a glass of Dasani water? Because that's the truth. You know it and I know it. So when I see innocent people being killed over what is deemed to be racism or race inequality is mind-blowing to me. Mind-blowing. And I want you to weigh in on the conversation, because it's happening in your cities. It's happening in your neighborhoods. I was just in Las Vegas doing my show live, my adopted city, and guess what? Today, a cop shot, ambush style. That's fair? Because one kid was killed in Missouri when he deserved it? Yeah, he did. What do you want me to say? He didn't deserve. He attacked a police officer. The proof, witnesses, black witnesses, came out and proved that he was at fault. What would you do? You know, we had one of our local news talents here on TV, his name is Troy Hayden, go out with one of the Black Lives Matter, I think it was Black Lives Matter or another group like that, who's been protesting, and to go out in these mock situations regarding, you know, police brutality, and they had to act in the capacity of police officers, and the guy that was part of this protest movement that, you know, Whitey was doing everything, and he's black himself, he came out and said, look, I had no idea. Now I'm seen from the other side. Now I've got a different perspective. And he said, I shot because it was either my life or their life. Wouldn't you think, friends, that if you're on the streets as a police officer, that if, in fact, someone is going to make bodily threats to you, harm you, and you've got babies at home, and you've got a wife at home, aren't you going to react when you tell them to stand down, when they keep charging you? Aren't you going to react? Are you going to try to tell me that if a 300-pound, 6'5" person is coming after you, and you are a cop who, by the way, we're supposed to respect because it is law enforcement, so for all my religious ninny friends that like to say, no, we're not supposed to respect, you always throw the Bible out there about respecting government authorities. Are you trying to tell me that the cop is just supposed to say, well, let me put my gun in my holster, and okay, go ahead and beat the hell out of me, and if I die, I die, no problem. Or is the cop supposed to shoot? Wake up, people. It's not rocket science here. 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383 is how you weigh in on the conversation. Cops are dead. We've got a race war going on, and we've got white people that have liberal tendencies coming out and saying that they deserve it. You're going to tell me that's not evil behavior? Well, when we get back, we'll go straight to the phone calls, and we'll let you weigh in on the conversation. Don't go away. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and if you're like me, it comes midday, my energy level's at an all-time low, I'm getting ready to crash, so I tend to go to the cup of coffee or the energy drink that's sold at the store that we all know isn't good for us. Well, some friends of mine just reintroduced me into Youngevity. In fact, it's something called Pollen Burst Plus, and I'm talking about an energy drink that doesn't make you crash. In fact, it's healthy for you. It's got something called the New Zealand Black Currant, which is a natural antioxidant that gives you bursts of energy that lasts for hours, no crashing. This stuff increases my energy, it helps with the anti-aging process, and it even curbs the appetite. I've got representatives standing by now to give you a free report and lecture from Dr. Joel Wallach called Dead Recipe. I think the title speaks for itself. Call now, 877-936-2662. That's 877-936-2662. Get that free lecture and get questions answered for your own health issue regarding longevity and how it could possibly benefit you. 877-936-2662.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez, the Steve Sanchez Show, Sunday Night Live, our special edition show. We've been talking about the call on cops being killed by Black Lives Matter, because that's what's happening. I mean, I'm looking right now at graffiti that's spreading around Texas, and it's being written every door, wall, anywhere that's visible, and it's like code for people just to lift up their arms and kill cops. One is basically saying, run over cops at traffic stops or shoot them in their cop car. That's going on right now. Again, Las Vegas just today had an ambush-style shooting. The cop lived, thank God, but he was hurt, and there's been others. And there's going to continue to be others because we're calling for cops to be dead. These barbarians are doing that. I'm reading another story from Breitbart. All cops are bastards. Black bloc riots in Olympia, Washington. So, I mean, we're having a full-out race war. And this president... this president, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton, in my opinion, are the culprits behind this, because instead of actually using their platforms and their power for good and for equality, they used it for the opposite. They placated this. They promoted this in code, making people that are already angry, that are already frustrated, to grow more angry and more frustrated. Look, I'm going to be straight with you. Ben Carson can make it out of the projects, then what's stopping people from doing the same thing? I'll tell you what is. Anger and laziness. Sometimes it's easier to blame someone else for your problems than to actually go look in the mirror and take responsibility for your action or inaction. That is how I grew up. My father said you take responsibility for your action and you take responsibility for your inaction. One or the other. But today we're raising a generation, especially men, and I have to say women too, because I see those big mouth women out there with the Black Lives Matter campaign screaming, shutting down rallies. They sound like truck drivers. They look foolish. They're not sexy. They're not feminine. They look like a bunch of butches. I'm sorry, and I don't like it. And you shouldn't like it. What has gone on with America? What has happened? What happened to our decency? My goodness. This is real, folks. This is real. This is happening. This is not just isolated events. This is happening, and it's going to happen until you, the citizen, gets fed up enough to stop it. How do we stop it, Steve? You just stop it. That's how. You start being vocal about this stuff. You start attending your town hall meetings. You start attending city council meetings. And you just don't sit there. You start speaking up and saying, wait a minute, we're going to put a stop to this. This is going to end. It's not more programs. It's not more money to do special education programs and after school this and after school that. We have to start recognizing what the problem is, friends. So here's my question before we start taking calls. Here's my question. Do you believe that the Black Lives Matter group is nothing more than a hate group or a call to murder group? 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383 is how you weigh in on the program. Would there be a different spin if there was a White Lives Matter group? Would there? Would there be? Now, some have accused me of saying, well, you're just white. That's why you're saying this. Friends, what's my last name? Oh, that's right. It's Sanchez. That means I'm Hispanic. That means I'm a minority. That means that you can't lump me and try to call me a racist because you're just white. You're just a white boy. You're just a white boy. No, I'm Hispanic. You can call it Mexican or Latino or whatever other kind of pretty little name you want to call it, like a pretty little ornament on a Christmas tree. The bottom line is I'm Hispanic. And I'm telling you a truth. And trust me, the next wild nut job groups that are going to come up on the scene are La Raza and La Mecha. Because guess what? They've been in covert for years because they're nothing but hate groups too. La Raza and La Mecha, nothing but hate groups. You can pretend they're not. You can think it's all cool. You can think it's just politico. No, it's hate with a capital H. And people, look, where's it getting you? Is it benefiting you? Are you literally making headway by the ridiculous, barbarian, evil way that you're approaching things? Of course not. Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49-STEVE. We're going to go off to break. When we come back, we're going to go straight to your calls. Don't go away. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and if you listen to my show, you know I'm big on empowerment and fulfilling the American dream. Most people today say, Steve, how do I get the American dream when I keep working for my boss and I really want to fire him? Well, look, folks, don't fire your boss just yet. What I want you to do is actually get information on an exploding industry, the home-based business industry. My good friend Buck Steffens has been coaching people for years on how to become successful right from their kitchen table, and he wants to help you. All you need to do is call right now for a free report on how you can go from zero to hero and replace your income now. 877-983-7233. That's 877-983-7233. Or visit replacemyincomenow.com. Buck Steffens is confident that he can help you fund your retirement, pay for your kids' college, have a second income to reduce your debt, and eventually fire your boss. 877-983-7233. Or visit replacemyincomenow.com.
You pay. pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The truth doesn't always have to hurt. Welcome back to more of the Steve Sanchez Show.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez, Sunday night special edition, live from the Undisclosed Bunker Studios in the hottest city in America, Phoenix, AZ. Let's get to business. Let's go to our busy calls here. We've got Rita first up in Albuquerque wanting to weigh in. Rita, welcome to the program.
Steve?
Yes, you're on. How are you?
I'm okay, but I am totally in agreement with you. It's really sad that our president, along with Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and the rest of the Black Lives Matter people, are going after our police officers. I have a niece married to a police officer, and I worry about him and they have young children, and it's a very sad situation. For sure.
It is. It is. You know, it's really, you know, I was invited a couple, 3 months ago to a panel in Phoenix. A church hosted it, and it had every captain of every police department in the city. It was, you know, Department of Safety, Phoenix PD, and just the Sheriff's Department. And then they asked me to be on there as well on the panel, and they asked a couple other people. And, you know, it was a predominantly black church that we had it at. And I will tell you, here's the difference. Those that were 30 and under blamed the police and society for everything. Those that were older, especially a lot of those that were 50 and older, got up and spoke up, and they were African American. They got up and spoke up and said, "You people should be ashamed of yourself, you young children. I don't care what you think. You better respect the law. That is the police." And it's just such a different mindset, because I'll tell you what, those people that were older really experienced really civil unrest during the civil rights movement. These young kids today, they're just spoiled brats trying to jump onto some political agenda that has nothing to do with them.
That is true. And like you said, there's all these takers. They're, you know, takers of welfare, and they want to sit around and try to weigh in on what they think should be when they aren't even contributing.
Yeah, if you want to go out there 12 hours a day holding signs and throwing rocks, I got an idea. Go get a job and be a useful part of society.
Right.
I appreciate you weighing in, Rita. Thank you. Have a great week. Good Labor Day to you. Rita in Albuquerque out there at the Rock of Talk, KIVA. Appreciate all my friends in Albuquerque. Let's jump to Daniel in Henderson, Nevada, listening on my flagship AM 720 KDWN. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you? I got this whole thing. I think this goes back when he was a senator and he was going to a church, and they were teaching the same rhetoric that we're hearing is going on right now, basically. And I think it's a conspiracy, in my opinion, to create havoc and possibly even have martial law.
I agree. I'm glad you said that, Daniel, because a lot of people won't have the boldness to say it. You know, we're getting excited regarding Donald Trump and a lot of these things that are happening, but how about if, you know, I was just in Las Vegas this last week broadcasting live, and producer Nate and I drove in from Phoenix, and on our way by the Hoover Dam, we saw this huge diesel truck, a couple of them, with all these different tanks and different things that looked really odd. And now there's an article and a story that the Jade Helm caravan kind of moved through Nevada. What's going on is really the question that a lot of us are forgetting to ask. And by the way, Jade Helm is supposed to be over September 15th, which is just a few days away. So I think a lot of this is happening, and people are forgetting because they're too excited that football season's here and not paying attention.
Yeah, it's a very scary time, Steve. I hate to say it, but it is.
Well, we got to stand, we got to pray, and we've got to take care of our families and our friends and stand on truth and do what's right. But I appreciate you weighing in, Daniel. Thanks for listening to the show. Let's go to Hammond in Compton, California, wanting to weigh in. Hammond, welcome to the program.
Yes. My thing is, it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. These cops have been killing black folks since time started. You got in New York, what, they shoot at a guy, killed him 41 times, trying to go into his apartment. You man, come off this. You know,
now, let me ask you a question.
I'm a
Hispanic. No, you hold on. Here. Don't tell me. Hold on. This is my show. You big mouth. You just got a big mouth. You can't do that to me, because I'll face you in person. I'm not afraid of you, because you're calling from Compton.
Hey,
so if you
want to
be on my show, you better watch out, big mouth, because I'm giving you a chance, but you're going to answer my question. Are you worried about all the black on black? Are you worried about all the black on black killings? Let me ask you, I don't give a crap what you get, because you come looking for trouble, you're going to get trouble. So I'm going to tell you again, are you concerned about the black-on-black crime happening, Big Mouth, or are you just concerned because you're a reverse racist? How about that? Are you concerned about the black-on-black lives? Huh? Are you concerned about blacks killing blacks? Are you concerned about that? Are you concerned about fatherless homes in the black community? Are you concerned about that? Answer my question.
Can I speak?
Yeah, you can speak.
There you go. Your blood pressure's going up, young man. I'm 59 years old, so I think I can call you young man. Now, with the crap you're spewing, yeah, okay. Let's give you points. If you notice, the white man is running all over this planet, fucking with people. That is why you have that stuff going on.
You have a big mess. Why you're yelled at and you're screamed at, because you don't even know how to have a cohesive argument. And when you're going to attack me, I'm going to attack you back. So let's give you one more time. I don't think you watched enough Sesame Street. You don't say the F word. This is not cable. This is not Howard Stern's show. You're not helping your cause by basically cussing me the F word. You do know that, right, young man? All right, he's gone.
You want to call? I'm growing enough to say it.
All right, goodbye. 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 I don't have time. I just don't have time. I don't have time. There you go, ladies and gentlemen of America. There's your problem. There's your problem. Uneducated, a hater. He thinks he can tell me to shut up on my show. He's saying that the white man has been killing, killing, killing. I got news for you. Whites and blacks and browns kill constantly. That is a weak, dumb argument. And you Reverend Jesse Jackson, L. Sharpton follower, continue with your rhetoric. You don't scare me, but if you think you're going to threaten me, think again. I'm not afraid of you. You see, I'm not afraid. Is the audit. So you may think, because you think I'm hiding behind a microphone. No, you're hiding behind a telephone. So you can, and you, the whole world heard that you threatened me that you're going to find my address. I challenge you to find my address, and you'll have a big problem. That's the challenge. I'm not afraid. I'm going to speak the truth. And just so you know, Hammond, two of my best friends are black. So your stupidity is ridiculous. Two of my very best friends are black. I love them. They love me. I don't see their color. They don't see my color. You know what we see? We see a corrupt, godless society. And we see that the hearts of men have turned sour and cynical. And I've seen that the hearts of men want to blame everybody except looking in the mirror. You're going to have evil on the streets in America. And it comes in every color and every flavor, baby. But I am so sick and tired of people saying that, well, because they're white, they're bad. That's offensive. It'd be like someone saying, well, because you're black, you're bad. And that's not true. That's just not true. Where did we become a society that literally has now fallen into an indoctrination to jump into this race war baloney? Martin Luther King is right now turning in his grave. Do you think, Hammond, this is what he marched for? Do you think? Oh, yeah, people in there killing white cops, and white cops have been killing black. If you look at statistics, man, cops have to police every neighborhood. And there's neighborhoods that are going to be predominantly black. There's going to be neighborhoods that are predominantly Puerto Rican. There's going to be neighborhoods that are predominantly Asian. There's going to be neighborhoods that are predominantly Caucasian. There's going to be neighborhoods that have an ethnicity. And when you've got statistics that I don't make up, real statistics, that you've got chaos on the streets of Chicago, blacks killing blacks, and you've got that in Baltimore, and you have statistically more Caucasian cops that are going into academies than black cops, are you a moron? Of course white cops are going to have to literally sometimes take down people of other colors that are breaking the law. It's not hard. It's not rocket science to understand that. So what I'm saying is, instead of blaming Whitey, you sound like Charles Manson, if you stop blaming Whitey, and you start blaming the circumstances of, let's just try to educate ourselves, let's get a better life, let's actually stop having sex with women, and then leaving our women with kids, and then they're on welfare, and then these poor kids don't have a chance, so they find love on the streets, and they join gangs. Why aren't you concerned about that, Hammond? You're not concerned about that, because you're a hater of white people. Everybody heard it. Everybody. And you're still listening to this show. because it's contagious, and I'm educating you. And if you ever want to call back and treat me with respect, you'll get the respect reciprocated. But when you call my show and you start threatening me, and you start threatening me, you're going to find out where I live, and you start using the F word, I'll give it back to you twice as hard, bro. It's real simple stuff. Because in case you think I grew up with a silver spoon, I come from the streets too, baby. And I know what goes down on the streets, baby. So before you start thinking I'm up on some white ivory tower, you better remember and you better know something. I come from the streets too. I know things too. This is not a game to me. 1-877-49-STEVE if you want to weigh in on the program. 1-877-497-8383. Everybody listening to my show, it's about time you start getting a righteous anger. Just like I am, a righteous anger. Because I'll tell you something, your brothers and sisters all around you, black, white, brown, and every other ethnicity are in trouble. Want me to tell you why they're in trouble, friends? Because you have racists of every color, every size, and every shape. Those are the people that I'd like to gather up and throw them in Guantanamo Bay. This is Steve Sanchez. I'll be right back. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and every weekend on my show, you hear me talk about getting control of our financial lives from what I believe is an unfair system with the big banks and Wall Street. I'm constantly asked, is the market going to crash? Is my bank safe? Does my financial advisor have my best interest at heart? Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have the answers, and for a limited time, they've put together a free, worry-free retirement kit. That's correct. The worry-free retirement kit included in this kit is a video on how to create a guaranteed income for life, a video on how to identify and avoid bad financial advisors. There's a white paper report on understanding investment risk and how to avoid it and avoiding complete risk in the stock market. There's more to this. I want you to get this in your hands today and take control of your financial lives. The phone number to call is 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 or visit worryfreeretirementkit.com. That's 888-772-2929.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh, boy. Didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
You're listening to Steve Sanchez. Call him now at 1-877-49-STEVE.
All right, welcome back. As I was telling producer Nate during break, this is serious to me because I'm Hispanic. And I can get offended if I wanted to and say, why are you calling me wetback? Why are you saying this? I can say, my people, but I don't do that. You know why? Because my people are the American people. All different colors, all different walks of life. That's why. Do you see Hispanics or Mexicans saying, Mexican lives matter, go kill the cops, go kill the Border Patrol? It's a matter of perspective, and I'm sick of it. And I'm going to be vocal about it, even if someone doesn't like it. Let's go to Michael in Albuquerque wanting to weigh in. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mr. Sanchez. I thank you for allowing me on the air. I believe truly that what is occurring here in the country is that it has set off some alarms when President Obama kicked the sacred press room door, as you may recall, here a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that that should have set off alarms. This is a very unstable individual, and he's dealing like when he pardoned the 20 federal prisoners. You know, wouldn't it be interesting to see the jackets on those men? Wouldn't it be interesting?
Yeah, exactly. You got a community organizer, Michael.
Spanish
Italian
mafia, the drug cartels, and it's very sad in this opening up Cuba. And all, and I'm surprised that James Comey cannot see this, and Robert Mueller. And I'm sure that if the predecessor Louis Freeh of the FBI and predecessor Robert Mueller and James Comey were to sit down and get together, we could have him resign right away. But I want to thank you for allowing me on the air. And again, I'll be
listening. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your support. Appreciate it, Michael. Be blessed. Let's go to Phil in Las Vegas, listening on KDWN. Phil, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Steve?
How you doing, Steve?
I'm good.
Steve, listen, first question I got in my mind is who dialed the telephone for that idiot that just called you a little while ago, ranting and raving, because
yeah, exactly.
He wasn't educated enough to do so. My second thing is that Black Lives Matter, you want to know who these people are? These people are the Panthers underneath another title. Resurrected by Obama to create civil unrest in this country for one agenda and one agenda only, is so he can declare martial law before the new elections take place and he can remain a dictator indefinitely or until
there
at least 25 years. This is the conspiracy that's going on. It's not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy that's happening. We can see it all over the place. If you look at history, you could see what the Panthers done in the past in the 60s and 70s and all the way up until the 80s, where it's reoccurring today. If we don't learn from history, we suffer from it once again.
Yeah,
so, but
right.
getting back to him with Black Lives Matter, well, like you brought up before, Chicago, they're killing 35 to 40 people on a weekend basis over there without, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts. Nobody's over there protesting that Black Lives Matter. In Baltimore, the same thing. But let's go back like 150, 60 years ago. If it wasn't for the slave trade, which was committed by black people in Africa who were raiding villages, killing off the elderly, killing off the very young, and only taking the cream of the crop to be sold on the shores, and these were black people, African people, that were doing this, and sold them to Portuguese slave traders who brought them not only to this country but other countries around the world. If they didn't have that opportunity to become slaves in this country, there wouldn't be a black person in this country today. So
No, and you know what, and I know you'll agree, they forget as well that there were black slave owners in this country too, prominent black slave owners, but no one wants to talk about that. Phil, and I'm up on break, and I got to apologize, but I'm going to tell you and I both know we can all get along in America, and we can just do the best we can. There's opportunities for everybody. Some get more favor than the others, and I think it's just all based on, well, sometimes, you know, God's hand, or call it just luck. But to continue to tear each other down, it's exactly what you said. It is a conspiracy happening in front of our very eyes, and this Black Lives Matter movement is nothing more than the new Black Panther Party in disguise. In fact, Fox News just came out and said, is Black Lives Matter a murderous hate group? I'll let everybody think about that until after the top of the hour news. 1-877-49-STEVE, 1-877-497-8383. Give us a call. We'll be back. Hey friends, Steve Sanchez here. How many times as a small business owner or entrepreneur have you asked yourself, if I only had legal counsel, this wouldn't have happened? Of course, for many small business owners and entrepreneurs, you know that the expense to do this would eat right into your profits, which in this economy is getting harder and harder to make. Well, my friends at the Davis Miles Law Group have a solution. In fact, founding partner and author Gregory Miles has written a book called The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, which answers many of the do's and don'ts of many business matters which can save you time and money. For a limited time, they're giving this book away for free, including shipping, by simply calling 877-307-8383. That's 877-307-8383. Greg Miles is a patriot. I trust him. You can trust him. Take advantage of this free offer now. 877-307-8383. That's 877-307-8383.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now.
Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.